Said you'll get, once you get going now, good, you'll get a chuckle, and sure enough. the man is awesome. Amen. I tell him all the time, when he's playing his harmonica, he's deflating. I tell him nobody deflates better than he does.
We need somebody to deflate the economy.
Yeah, oh yeah, that would be cool, wouldn't it? Lord, bless my brother right now in the name of Jesus. Use him mightily, Lord, as your servant, Lord, and as your mouthpiece. Father, we can do nothing on our own. We trust you totally. God, to touch him. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Yep.
Give the Lord a hand clap and pray.
Anybody ain't got one of these?
Here, I'll pass them
out. I think everybody's got one.
Has everybody got one of his guidelines?
I
believe
so.
Everybody got guidelines?
Yes. All right. The actual title of the thing is on the second page, but the first page kind of leads up into it. And about a month ago or so, I wrote up my guidelines, and Lord told me to write up how to write them, so I would do it right. And then last Tuesday, he told me he wanted me to share it with the congregation. And after arguing with him for a while, I said okay. And I said, when? And he said, you'll recognize the spot. Well, right at the end of last Tuesday's teaching, I have quoted that right on top of, at the top of the first page. We are his people, sheep of his pasture. The purpose of his people and our course, we are on a journey, we're going somewhere. And if you're going somewhere, you got to know how to get there. That helps. I'm going to be lazy and ask several of you to read the Bible verses here. Somebody volunteer to read this, the one out of 1 Corinthians 12. All right. That word set, according to Strong's, means placed in a horizontal position, posture. That means he doesn't put anybody above another. He's not a respecter of persons. The least in the kingdom of God is the most. I mean, that's Jesus said that himself. Who shall ever be greatest among you? Let him be your servant. And one of the biggest ministries anywhere is the ministry of helps. It covers a vast assortment of things. It might be changing a light bulb. That helps somebody. And I'm not going to stay on that very long. Somebody else read one in Romans. Exhort, console, and encourage. You don't realize how much each and every one of you encourages me when I see you show up in here. Every one of you, whether you know it or not, you have a ministry of exhortation. Everybody does. If you don't have anything else, you can encourage somebody else. Just a good morning. A simple good morning. A simple God bless you. A hug. Next. Yeah.
But exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin.
I've only picked a few verses about that contain exhort. All right, next one.
Hebrews 10, 24. Let us consider one another to provoke unto love, to do, and to good works, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching.
Again, encourage each other. I mean, we live in a time where there is more discouragement than there has ever been.
Yes.
Even in this the most prosperous nation in the history of the world, people are depressed. People need to be encouraged, and we need it daily. Yes. I mean, I've sent some of you a link to Louis Giglio explaining, this is on the computer, explaining how the stars sing together, praises to God. If I don't have you, if you want the link, give me your email address, I'll send you a link. If that don't get you on your feet and your hands up in the air, your blessers broke. He shows you a picture of a pulsar on there. And now, a pulsar is a star that has gone supernova and exploded and then collapsed back on itself. When a star does that, it starts transmitting radio waves, just like you could receive on a little transistor radio. Well, he has recorded these radio shows from the stars, slowed them down to where we can understand them, puts it together with whales singing the song of whales, and then start singing praises to God with it. It is one of the most awesome things that I have ever seen on the internet. Now, I've seen more awesome things right in here, but as far as the internet goes, and ain't too many days go by I don't go listen to that, because it encourages me to no end to know that the stars themselves sing praises to our Creator.
Yes,
amen.
Yes, yes.
And one day this week on TV, I saw one of the satellites that's up there has recorded sounds from outer space.
Mm-hmm.
And they played it, and it's kind of static, but then you hear this like kind of a squeak, you know. It's just weird, but it's kind of on the same place.
Mm-hmm.
Noises and worships and things we don't know about out there.
Yeah. Job mentioned in the book of Job, I think it is, he mentions, where were you in the day when the stars sang together? And I believe in that before Noah's flood, that the firmament was actually a hard shell, because firm don't mean blue sky. It means firm. And I believe there was a lid, like an eggshell sitting on top of the atmosphere with an ocean sitting on top of it. And I believe that eggshell, that firmament, was a radio receiver. It was crystallized hydrogen, most likely, due to the pressure of the water on top and the pressure of the atmosphere underneath. It would crystallize the oxygen and become a semiconductor and receive radio waves and fill the whole earth with the praises of God from the stars. That's just my thought. Now, I can't back that up with nothing. Where are we? Alright.
Let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace, and things wherewith one may edify, build, embolden another.
There ain't nothing that builds ourselves up or each other up any more than praising God.
That's right.
Because when the praises go up, the blessings come down.
That's right.
Pure and simple. Alright, I think.
Romans 15:1. We then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak, and not to please others. Let every one of us please his neighbor for his good to edification.
Yeah. And sometimes that ain't easy. Sometimes you have to encourage a brother or sister by saying no. Sometimes you just help them. Sometimes you say, I can't help you with that. And it encourages that person that you're ministering to. That puts it in a nutshell right there. Let all things be done unto edifying. If it don't edify the church, if it doesn't edify your brother and sister, if it doesn't edify you, don't do it. That's pretty simple. Let all things be done unto edifying. I'm going to read the last one out of Ephesians. And for some reason, my printer took off the last line here. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. But speaking the loving, the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measurement of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. There is a whole lot more scriptures in the Bible that talk about encouraging each other. And we're all on this journey. We're going somewhere, and we need each other's help to get there.
Yes.
Yes, sir. It's like the email I have read several times over. It's called the Silent Sermon. Preacher went to see one of his parishioners that hadn't been attending lately and went up to the fireplace, took a hot coal out, and set it aside on the hearth. That fiery hot thing suddenly started dying down. Eventually it went slam out. After he picked it up with his hand, says, yeah, you don't need to be around other believers, do you? And then threw it back in the fire. Caught right back up. All right. Now for the thing that I'm supposed to really be sharing. Guideline, who needs them? Pretty much everybody. Because every ministry, every minister must have and already has guidelines, whether you realize it or not. The church itself has some simple guidelines that everybody's aware of. It's in the bulletin every Sunday morning. It's out there on the sign. This is just party guidelines, but it's the public guidelines, letting people know when we're going to be meeting. I mean, that's part of guidelines. Guidelines do not have to be complicated. Now, the simpler they are, the easier they are to follow. All right. And the guidelines that the Lord gives you are not something that somebody else imposes on you. It's something that you talk to the Lord about and you feel it in your own heart and you say, okay, I'm going to do this. I'm not going to read this verbatim, but I will read the last line. Your guidelines are none of my business. They're between you and God. In Proverbs 29:18, the word says, where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 2. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tablets, that he may run that readeth it. I believe that it is important to write down your guidelines, because my forgottery works better than my memory. And I need to remind myself of what I'm supposed to be doing.
That's right.
Because I will get out in left field so quick. And if you don't believe it, look at my thumb. And last winter, look at my fingers. I can't speak for anybody else, but I definitely need to combat triple ADD. That's age-activated attention deficit disorder.
Amen.
Because all it needs to remind me of is what my reasonable service is. If I write it down and look at it every now and then, I'll probably remember it a little bit longer. Whatsoever you do, do it heartily as unto the Lord, and not unto men, knowing that the Lord shall receive, of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. Even though we're building each other up when we're edifying or exhorting, we're not really doing it for each other. We're doing it for the Lord. Because one plants, another waters, but God gives the increase.
That's right.
And the increase belongs to Him.
Amen.
I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. That's what I need to be reminded of right there, is just that I need to submit to Him in every part of my life. And that ain't always easy to do. It is very difficult for me to get me out of the way.
Amen.
That is a constant, constant battle. So you can resemble that remark. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled unto us by Jesus Christ, and have given to us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit, what God was, to wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed us unto the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled unto God. Everything that we do for God, we're being His hands reconciling this lost world back to Him. I mean, Jesus did all the work on the cross. All we got to do is tell it. All we got to do is tell it. And the more we tell it, the stronger it gets in our own hearts. We reap so many benefits every time we say a good word. Every time. And the Lord, I'm just going to read the bold lines here. The Lord is not willing that any should perish. We are one body in Christ. God doesn't want anybody to cease to exist.
That's right.
And the second death is being separated eternally from the Creator.
Yes.
That's non-existence. If you're separated from the source of all being, you don't exist. I mean, it's, and if people are not reconciled, I mean, that's what that eternal fire is separation. And there's so many. There was a song that Mama used to sing. Wait a little longer, please, Jesus. I mean, some of the words, it was so touching. You know, here the labors are so hard and the workers are so tired. Our burdened hearts go yearning for a rest. And we find we're getting anxious to be in that happy land where there's perfect peace and happiness, you know. But wait a little longer, please, Jesus. There's so many still wandering out in sin. Wait a little longer, please, Jesus. A few more days to get our loved ones in. Yeah, we want them to come back, but we don't want to leave nobody behind.
That's right.
And God has a vision of reconciliation for the entire world. Each congregation has a part of that vision to fulfill. And that vision is generally given to the pastor. Each individual has a vision. But surrender your vision and take on your pastor's vision, and then you will see how your vision fits right in with your pastor's. It'll always fit. Unless you're a plumber on a carpenter's church. I mean, there's people who need to be in certain congregations. If you're a plumber and you're in the wrong church, you liable to have a toilet on the roof. If you're an electrician and you're in a plumbing, you might not want to go to the bathroom. But I'm saying the church as a whole is like a big construction company. And each person needs to be in the proper group in order to fulfill God's plan.
Yes.
And when you start working on your guidelines, just seek God through His Word and through prayer and ask Him to reveal His vision and guidelines and to write them on the tables of your heart. And then it's your choice if you share your guidelines with anybody else. Now, personally, I think it's a good idea to share if you write down your guidelines, to share them with the pastor. If nobody else. And your third page is basically a template for guidelines. And I'm going to read one of my pages to you. I've got two other pages. But I'm going to read this one. And this comes under the Ministry of Helps. And it's the Ministry of a Doorkeeper. All right. Psalm 84, verses 1 and 10. How amiable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts. For a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. All right, that was the vision, is directly from the Word. My guidelines, and I've got them numbered 1 through 9, and there should probably be a couple more added. Number 1 is to trust God. Number 2, maintain a servant's attitude. Number 3, to show agape. 4, to assist as needed. Number 5, avoid losing the key. Number 6, remember to bring the key. I didn't laugh until after I read it either. I did not realize how comical that was. Number 7, check and lock all exterior doors after service. Number 8, turn off all handling units Sunday nights. Number 9, turn them off again on Tuesday nights. Under additional comments, I've got, I pray that God will empower me to adhere to the above guidelines in Jesus' name. And that's all the Lord gave me to give you tonight. He gave you a stay under 30 minutes. And guess what it was I had to turn around and go back home and get when I got here today? And it took me a while to find it when I got home.
Pulpit, and it's about 5 minutes before you have to preach and you can't find your sermon. Then you finally find your sermon, you realize it was last week's sermon. There was one time I preached the same sermon 3 weeks in a row. On purpose. The same sermon 3 weeks in a row on purpose. Because it took off 3 weeks to get the whole congregation there. And I knew it was something that everybody needed to hear, so I said, you know what I preached last week? And they said, yes, we're doing it again this week. And the next week I said, you know what we're doing this week? The same thing we did last week. Amen. I mean, sometimes you just got to do what you got to do to get it done. Amen. Isn't God awesome? That was awesome, Brother Eddie. Don't lose the key. He showed me that, and it was all so spiritual. And I'm reading out here thinking, man, the guy's got this spiritual stuff going on. All of a sudden, I read, don't lose the key. Oh! Matter of fact, Eddie said, I want to see you when you read this. I'm thinking, why do you want to see me when I read this? All right. So I'm going right along thinking, this sounds so spiritual. Man, it's awesome. And then, don't lose the key. And after I got to chuckle over that one, he said, don't forget to bring the key. Then I really got to chuckle. Amen. God's got something for all of us. Oh, yeah, it was awesome. That's right. Amen. That's an awesome thing. Amen. Well, we can either pray at your seat or pray up here, but that's an excellent thought to have your guidelines, kind of keep you on course, because sometimes we kind of get off course. I was watching Linda when they were getting ready to take her plane off. Same thing when I watched Daniel at another airport. I watched Daniel every time he went to Afghanistan. Every time he went, I watched him get on his plane and waited till he was gone, till I left. 6 times. And I watched Linda Sunday. And you know something I noticed? 2 different airports, they were not the same people. But before the airplane took off, the first thing they did was they had a group of people waiting out there. When the plane landed, they chocked the wheels. Somebody gassed it up. Somebody else was taking the cargo off. And then they got the passengers out. The pilot left. Another pilot came on. And then I watched when he got in that plane. He had 2 little red sticks, the guy in front, and he stood in front, and he held them up like this. And then he did like this, and like that, strike up one turban. Then he did like this, and strike up the other one. And then he would point, and it was there. We're going through their check, the checklist, the guidelines. And although there were different airports and different people, and 7 different times, they all did this. And I'm pretty sure I told Linda when she was getting ready to get on, I said, you can be happy they're giving you a fresh pilot. I texted to her, you're getting a fresh pilot. She says, good. Amen. But the guidelines are not legalistic. Now religion's legalistic. Guidelines are just something, like you said, you're right between you and God, just something to help keep you on course. You know, and sometimes we do kind of forget things. We walk out and forget, well, I forgot to turn that light off, or I forgot to do it this way, or I forgot whatever. So guidelines are good. I'm thinking of putting guidelines at my back door. When I get to the back door, don't leave your cell phone. Don't leave your earpiece. Don't leave your Bible. Don't leave your sermon. And I can check them all off as I walk out the door. Amen. Amen. Let's go ahead and pray here or pray at your seat. Father, we love you, Lord. We praise your name. We thank you for your grace, your mercy. We thank you, God, that you've got everything under control. We thank you, God, that we don't have to worry about how it's going to end because we already win.
Yeah.